Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Josh, we got Maction tonight.
You are so excited.
We got the championship classic in college basketball. That was the Michigan State, Kansas, Kentucky, Duke. That match, very excited for that. Couldn't be glued into that.
I thought, though, I'd have to wait a little bit for some sports tonight. Like, I'd have that at 6:30, but I'm still here, so I'm kind of watching that, like, on the TV while I'm still working.
9 o'clock, all right, cool. Kentucky, Duke, I'm there.
Nay, nay, sir.
7 o'clock, you be hosting Ball State on a Tuesday. It's Maction, baby. That's the joys of college football right there. That's the pageantry. That's the tradition. Mac football on a Tuesday night, Ball State at UB. UB 5-4, by the way. Very good year for them. I was able to go to one game this year. They ultimately lost, but it was really fun being at UB and seeing a game. I hadn't been in years. I used to have season tickets when I was a little kid growing up. Fun game, though, ultimately against Western Michigan. Refs kind of screwed them a little bit at the end. We won't talk about it. It's fine. They blew out Akron, though, the other week. They made it a game kind of late, but what have you. Then they had the bye week. Now Ball State. They win tonight. They're 5-4. They win tonight. They are bowl eligible. And after kind of having two pretty cruddy seasons coming into this year, for Pete Lembo's first year to be bowl eligible for a program like UB, who, I mean, we've recently had some success with that, but overall they have not, would be, I think, a massive win. Again, that game's going to be at 7 o'clock. For radio purposes, going to be on our sister station, The Bet 1520, but also on television, CBS Sports. Should be a lot of fun there. Can't wait. I'm definitely going to check out that game 100%. Get back some tweets here, though. Talking about the Chiefs-Bills matchup this week. It's only Tuesday. We really don't have many storylines, per se, on this game up to this point, outside of the fact for the Bills, Keon Coleman, we know, is out. And on those wide receivers, Michael tweets in, right now with Cooper and Coleman, the Chiefs aren't any better at wide receiver than we are. They have a better tight end if Kincaid doesn't play. I think even if Kincaid plays, they have a better tight end. But let's get healthy. Bye week is next, and then we get a banged up Mahomes looking bad. Mahomes is weird, too, because, I mean, he's picked up ankle injuries, like, every game this year, but has not missed any game time. I mean, Allen has a hand injury. He's still getting treatment about it, so he's still on the injury report, or we'll see this week. I'd like to make him look bad. I want to win this game, though. I'd love for them to go to 9-2 and actually have a fight for the one seed. But in terms of, am I going to be excited and think, like, this is the year they're going to win the Super Bowl just because they beat the Chiefs in the regular season? No. I will feel that way, though, Josh. If they beat them in the playoffs, I will fully be there. It doesn't matter like what round it is. It could be in the divisional round, wild card round. I mean, unlikely, but it could be in any of those rounds. I don't care. I would feel like this is the year. This is the time. They've gotten that monkey off their back. And maybe it's not 100% right to like fully put all my energy into if they beat the Chiefs in the playoffs. I think it's the year. But that's sort of where I'm at. I don't think the Bengals are what they were 2 years ago. I simply don't. I think the Bills can handle the Bengals today. I really, really do. Especially if both teams were healthy. I think absolutely.
I think I'm at the point where I just want to play the Chiefs in the AFC Championship game rather than the divisional game. Because
Because
the divisional game, it's like, yeah, great, you beat them. Let's say that happens. Let's say last year the Chiefs or the Bills beat the Chiefs, right? Then they have to go on and play Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's this year, let's say the Texans go on some crazy run and all of a sudden become great again.
Yeah.
And Nico Collins comes back and CJ Stroud looks like he did last year or even better.
I even would argue. I think CJ Stroud actually looked pretty good this year.
Oh, yeah. It's just.
I think the real person that has lost a lot of their luster,
Bobby Slowick.
Mm-hmm.
He went from like him and Ben Johnson. They're the two.
Ben Johnson is miles ahead of him now.
And I would argue Slowick is not good. At least this year, he has not been great.
I think he's just doing the same thing over and over again, and people are starting to catch on. Ben Johnson kind of adapted.
He's a witch.
Added. Well, right. It's like taking the blinders off. You have, oh, look, here's all this stuff. Oh, there's all this other stuff. Oh, okay. Great. Cool. Now we have to defend that. But back to, you know, the whole playoff matchup thing. I just would rather play them in the game before the Super Bowl. Play them as late as you possibly can, just because of how much it's going to take to beat them potentially.
And I've also been somebody for 21 after 13 seconds.
Yeah.
I've now looked at that year. It's still painful. It's less so for me because I now look at that Bengals team, who the Bills then had struggles with the next 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Beating them and having a really bad matchup. And ultimately, well, yes, it took a historically bad performance by Mahomes in the second half for the Bengals to come back.
Right.
I can't say that'd be the same situation for the Bills in Orchard Park.
Right.
And so like I've looked at that a little bit differently, and I think you're right. Like it's like, no, get them in the AFC Championship game so that the next step is the Super Bowl rather than you beat them in the division round. It's like, you know, we're all excited, but then it's like, oh, but we have the AFC Championship game against, you know, for argument's sake, Baltimore.
Right. And that's the thing. Like this year, I think it'll be the top three that are, you know, in conversation for the Super Bowl or just the AFC Championship is Kansas City, Buffalo, Baltimore. The Texans will be there. If the Steelers keep this going, they're going to definitely enter that conversation.
They're so cool.
It's just...
I hate them.
I hate it so much. But they're definitely going to enter that conversation if they keep this going. And if the Bengals can somehow turn it around and continue whatever it is they have going on there, then they're obviously still going to be there. And that's a team that I really don't want to face. That's one of my biggest fears is the Bengals make it to the wild card round and the Bills have to play them. Because that's a team, like we were talking about a few weeks ago with the Steelers, of they're one of those teams where you just don't want to play them in the playoffs because they're going to beat you and then they're going to get killed the next week.
I'll take them. Their defense is bad.
It is, but their offense is still really good. Ja'Marr Chase has gone through whatever he went through and he's back.
Yeah.
And Joe Burrow...
He's been there the whole year.
He's still been there, yeah. But I look at what is in front of the Bills, and if you can just wait until the last possible minute to have to play the Chiefs, playing the Ravens in the AFC Championship game is my worst nightmare. Because you've played the Chiefs there. You've basically beaten them in a playoff game.
Mm-hmm.
13 seconds is 13 seconds away from a win.
Yeah,
like that's the hardest part to look at that season is you're 13 seconds away from going to the championship game against the Bengals. But
the holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And sure, you've beaten the Ravens in the playoffs, but you beat the 2021 Ravens in the playoffs. Or 2020 Ravens in the playoffs.
Yeah.
That was a completely different team than what they have now of the two-headed monster of Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry.
I want another shot at him so bad. That defense
is
abysmal.
I do, too.
It's why I
don't want to see Derrick Henry ruin our hopes and dreams in the AFC Championship game.
He's my one issue. It's not even Lamar. My one issue is Henry. Because that defense, I think, is atrocious for both them and the Bengals. And why, like, I'd be comfortable playing them.
Mm-hmm.
I've actually, the last few weeks, I've gotten more to, like, I actually don't want to play the Steelers.
Right.
I don't like what they've got going on as, like, an AFC fan.
Because they have T.J. Watt on defense, which he's just a game wrecker. And then you also have Russell Wilson remembering how to play football.
He's more just throwing up prayer balls to, like, Mike Williams and George Pickens. The problem is they're coming down with him.
Right, right. And it's so funny that Mike Williams is, like, just going off.
Apparently good again.
I love it. He was never bad. Aaron Rodgers is bad.
Pickens' touchdown, too, against Washington.
Mm-hmm.
The way he moved his body to get in that position. Phenomenal.
It's stupid.
And you know what, though? I think it did take that win for me. Them beating Washington, for me to be like, I think the Pittsburgh Steelers might be legit.
Well, because Washington's pretty legit. I mean,
yeah, and I do think they are.
For a team that you thought, I mean, they offloaded like three generational linemen on their defense, what, 2 years, 1 year ago, 2 years ago? When they traded
it's been within this run,
They traded Montez Sweat and Chase Young away.
Jonathan Allen's the only one still there.
And then they draft Jaden Daniels, and you're like, well, that's going to be a fun project for the next few years. And, oh, he's good right away. Cool. Great. And well, their defense is somehow
And the big
good.
Thing, too, was, like, they didn't even get the right coach. It was supposed to be you get Ben Johnson, and now all of a sudden you're going to have this, you know, wunderkind at head coach in the offensive mind with Jaden Daniels. It would be great. And then it was like, oh, no. You get Dan Quinn. Remember when he was last D.C.? Oh, yeah, Green Bay slaughtered the Cowboys on national television. Children were crying. That was your last image of Dan Quinn. I mean, like, the vibes were kind of low outside of the fact that they changed their owner. And now, obviously, the year's begun, and it's in earnest. They've been really, really good up to this point.
All of this conversation is not going to matter anyway, because whoever gets to the Super Bowl is going to get just stomped by the Lions. I'm fully prepared for
Jared
that.
Jared Goff throws five picks, they win a game. That's disgusting.
I know. That's what I'm saying. They're unbeatable. They're the team that should be undefeated.
I'm looking Why at it now. The Lions? I'm gonna have to adjust my mandate of heaven rankings. Like, the Chiefs are on there.
Yeah, the Lions.
Jared Goff threw five picks and they won a game. Yeah, and well, they've also won the last few weeks off of like defensive touchdowns, special teams touchdowns, and they've
and
blown
Jake Bates,
teams out. Yeah,
going from a USFL kicker to just NFL legend.
Yeah,
I drafted him this year in a league in like the last round because you got to take a kicker. And everyone's like, why are you taking the Lions kicker? I'm like, because this dude just nails everything. 67-yarders, not a problem.
I'll put my top 20. I'll put my top five Mandate of Heaven rankings, I think, after this for the NFL.
Yeah?
I'm debating now between who is it. Well, Detroit, Detroit or Kansas City is one.
The Steelers are up there.
The Steelers are going to be up there. Detroit's going to be there. Kansas City's going to be there.
San Francisco?
Nope.
Really?
They've had a tough year. It'd be one thing if they were kept winning games and they were hurt. Tough year.
Wait, are we basing it off this season or?
This season, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I was going to say, if we're basing it off history, San Francisco should definitely be in that conversation because they go to every single Super Bowl and just lose.
Yeah.
Like that's their whole thing.
It might just be those three teams. I mean, there's no then we're getting into like players.
Yeah.
Travis Kelce.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, I guess.
He's up there.
No, just keep it to teams, I think. And
Minnesota.
For this season, I was going to say, for this season you could put Minnesota in there. Could you put Green Bay in there? Or is that just good coaching?
I mean, Minnesota could arguably be good coaching.
Yeah. I'm trying to think who else there would be. The Falcon? No.
No. That's just good vibes. That's all that is.
If you're doing
good vibes.
If you're doing the absolute inverse of this, it would be like the Jaguars and the Cowboys.
And like, the Bears.
Like the exact opposite of
Bears.
What you expect them to be and expect them to do. And all the goodness and glory that you can see them getting. And it's just tank.
Just so bad. The Bears. Shane Waldron fired.
Yeah, that's something.
Caleb Williams, 9 sacks against the Patriots. And I think it was Tim Hasselbeck yesterday on Colin Coward's show said he's like, yeah, a lot of those sacks are on quarterbacks. They are. He's like, I'd probably put 6 of them on Caleb, and I'm like, that's still so many.
Right.
Still
right.
So many.
And then the fact that his offensive line doesn't help him off the ground. I mean, that's a bad look.
I mean, I saw something. I think the Barstool guys for Chicago brought this up too, of like, this is the Mahomes theory, like living itself out, which for Chicago fan or for people that don't know, it's a Chicago thing that it didn't matter if we took Mitch Trubisky to match Mahomes. They both would have been bad here.
Oh, okay.
And it was always obviously a theory. You would never know. Mahomes goes to Kansas City, Mitch Trubisky goes to Chicago. They're all saying like, no, we're figuring it out now.
This is the exact thing that would have happened.
They got DJ Moore. They've got Roma Dunze. But they are still the Chicago Bears. So they've still got a defensive coach. They've still got that mindset. And Caleb Williams looks terrible. And he does. And I think that's – look, does he have moments? Yes. But for the most part, he has not looked good at all. And then I think that game – or the last few games. But really the Patriots game was maybe the magnum opus of terribleness.
I still think the best possible scenario for this offseason, for the most drama and the most success for next year – please, Ben Johnson, go to Chicago.
Well, yeah, because then as a neutral NFL fan, I'm like, the NFC North is paradise.
I want the rivalries.
You already have some of the older rivals. But you already have some of the older rivalries anyway. Like Chicago, Green Bay is already a standing rivalry.
Right.
Now, you would have Chicago and Detroit of like Detroit fans going like, you betrayed us.
Yeah.
Like, we knew you were going to leave, but really, to the Bears?
I mean, there's already kind of a rivalry there anyway, just because of the divisional aspect.
Oh, yeah.
But
you add on to it.
But
there's another chapter
to
the story.
Of your offensive coordinator, like, pulling the biggest 180 ever and not going to Washington.
So good.
And being like, hey, I'll stay with you guys. Psych, we just won a Super Bowl. I'm going to go to Chicago and play with Caleb Williams.
So like, good. The sting will be gone if they win a Super Bowl. Mm. If they go to the Super Bowl and lose and then he leaves, it is a hell of an offseason.
Yeah. That's the dream.
Yep. 803-0550 is the number to call. Going to take a quick time out here. When we come back, we'll wrap up today's show. Get you ready for Sabres Live at the top of the hour. This is WGR.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.